Hello, today is January 24th, 2424, 2424. And today we have the Four of Swords, or the Four of Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Do not disturb. Time out. Rest. Retreat. Restore. The swords are of the suit of air, and along with fire, a fast energy, like the wind. But the number four is a very stable number, solid, reliable, like the four corners of the room, the four walls, the four legs on a chair or a table. Stable air, still, calm, but not stagnant. This card is of the minor arcana, day-to-day affairs. On the Rider-Waite-Smith card, we see the inside of a church or cathedral. This card can even be showing us a stay in the hospital. The effigy of a sleeping knight, hands folded in prayer, rests in peace on top of a coffin or vault, carved in unmovable stone. Still and solid as a rock. There are beautiful stained glass windows, and we see three swords, the Three of Swords being a painful and tumultuous card in the tarot, hanging on the wall, or carved into the wall, battles won and lived through. Every day is a battle, to be won in some way. Carved into the side of the coffin, or tomb, is one more, an Ace of Swords. Tomorrow, when we resurrect, there will be another day and another battle. Meanwhile, we need some rest. I've never been on a retreat. To me, that's just another thing we schedule in, which is ironic, scheduling everything. We're never off the leash, that is, our iPhones, we're never disconnected from social media, etc. Yesterday I had to make a long drive into the city for a checkup, something that used to stress me out to the point my blood pressure would skyrocket, and by the time I got to the doctor, she would want to put me on medication. But the reality was, it was just the drive itself, getting there on time, traffic, worrying about getting back on time, etc., that was the very cause of the spike. I was early yesterday and had an hour and a half wait, which was very welcome. I was happy to sit still after 3 hours of traffic in the quiet waiting room, a welcome break before the exam, and the 3 hour drive back, which would be during rush hour and I already knew would be no picnic. In the waiting room, one woman was flipping out, asking about the Wi-Fi. She'd been cut off in the middle of a text. Another used her waiting time to engage in an intense speakerphone call with a coworker, shattering the calm atmosphere altogether. Another was instructing her maid to serve dinner an hour later and to pass along the message to her gardener to trim the tree in front of their house. The truth is, we have so many opportunities to seize moments of silence, peace, and retreat every day, we should be taking advantage of them. This is a meditative card. We can't do a thing about the traffic, and we can't do a thing about the doctor running late. As a matter of fact, I was glad he took his time with his patients. It's also a matter of faith. Trust you are where you need to be at any given time, and stay in the moment. I've yet to involuntarily listen to anyone's public conversations that seem to be essential. Killing time, maybe, but do you really have time to kill? Speaking of patience, patience is, as it is said, a virtue. And so my blood pressure was and is perfect. As it is also said, the graveyards are full of indispensable people.